Welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series, where your host, Andy Jacob, interviews leading entrepreneurs, founders, and CEOs about their incredible companies and discusses their unique entrepreneurial journeys. If you're the CEO or founder of an exciting and exceptional company, the editorial team of .com Magazine welcomes you to pitch your business story to appear on this exciting interview series by reaching out to Mr. Jacob at .com Magazine at .commagazine.com. And without further ado, here is another amazing entrepreneurial story on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Hello, everyone. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a great show today. You know, if you love technology, this is the show you want to watch and listen to because we have a very, very interesting guest on the show. He's well known in the technology field. He is actually the co-founder and chief technology officer at Vast Conference. And what a great business and what a great technology. What a great company. His name is Balaji Lakshmanan. And I love that name so much, I could say that 100 times in a row. Balaji, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is great to have you on the show, Balaji. I mean, wow, what you've been able to create at Vast Conference and the company, it's remarkable. It's a real honor to have you on the show. As you know, what we like to do, before we get into it, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet and tell us about Vast Conference, and then we're going to go.
Vast Conference is a leading conferencing and web communication provider in the industry, and the company was formed about 12 years ago as a small group with me and a couple of my co-founders. And we started offering audio conferencing services, and it grew into a business where we moved into web conferencing and video conferencing. And now it's a platform. We are going into streaming video, fun stuff.
Well, this platform is now becoming an amazing platform. Everybody in the technological space is talking about it. As the chief technology officer, obviously, you know, you've had a lot to work on, you know, starting it the way that you did and now progressing it through what the new technologies are. Let's talk about that a little bit. Where is it right now? What's the newest technology that you've inserted into the Vast Conference platform?
Yeah, let's talk about the journey. I mean, back when we started, again, the core foundation, again, we come from a software engineering side of things, and we brought our flavor to the telecommunications world. If you, again, for folks out there, they understand what telecommunication means. It's just ruled by the giant companies and the progress is slow. And we brought that software side of it and fast-tracked some of those advancements that people would like to see in the communication side of things. And that's how we started out and we grew the business. And fast forward now, we have a patent that got issued for our platform, which scales so much better than many out there. And last year alone, we did 1 billion minutes on the platform. And we are moving into streaming video. That's the exciting field that we believe the next decade is going to be so much interesting coming out of this COVID. It's going to be fun.
I love it, Balaji. You have so much under your umbrella right now. I mean, 1 billion minutes. That's not 1 million. That's not 10 million. That's not 100 million. That's 1 billion. That's a lot of minutes. So when you think about sort of building the platform for Vast Conference, you know, how do you sort of think about the amount of sort of bandwidth you're going to need to be able to handle all of this influx of people coming to the Vast Conference platform?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think when we started out, there are a few core principles we built the system around. And one of the founding principles was scalability, right? We built everything around one of the foundational elements. It has to scale to support the masses. Because early on, we realized that if we are going to be successful in this field, and audio is pretty much the king in the industry, even though video has taken the front stage in the recent past, but audio forever will continue to be. So we focused on that aspect of things and how to scale audio. And it's not a easier problem when you think about it, because we have to mix multiple streams, and that's where we put our intellectual property in and essentially built the system which scales as a function of compute and just can grow. We internally call it the infinity switch. That's basically what we have built.
I love it. The infinity switch. I love that so much. And, you know, when we were looking at your platform, I mean, so powerful. The amount of seamless video that your system is able to maintain. I mean, it sounds like just, you know, 49 simultaneous HD video feeds, you know, hundreds of viewers. I mean, how many people do you have on your technology team working on this platform to make sure that it works the way that it does?
We are still a small business, less than 50 people. And part of our another second core principle is automation. I think that's how we are able to gain efficiency on a lot of these things. We iterate through the process, but also at the same time, we tend to automate a lot of these things. So we are able to work efficiently, even with a smaller team. Again, when you compare to the behemoths out there, it can seem like it's a small team, but I think we are much more efficient in that aspect. And essentially, we have another patent pending on how to mix video efficiently in terms of how to get more people in there. How can you do efficient computing on that? And that's how we are able to make progress in this field.
Wow, it's so great. And the patents are pending. And of course, you already have a patent. So many people talking about what you're doing, Balaji. You know, you've been able to do it with such an amazing crew, and it's so nimble, but yet so effective. And when we were looking at the platform, I mean, you know, we do conference calls here at .com Magazine. You know, we do 2 people, 5 people, 10 people, 15 people. Your system can handle up to 1,000 callers. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, tell us about that. Where did that come from with the need for up to 1,000 callers on a conference call?
Right. So this is, again, comes from paying attention to the customers. And as we earlier on started this business, we started providing them a web interface. But I remember this was 12 years ago, and people are still pressing buttons on the phone to control a conference call. And we brought in a system where we can control using the web. And immediately it caught on, the simplicity, and people started controlling their conferences through the web. And then soon enough, this problem presents itself. Like how there, we call it a two dimension, like in two dimensions, we have a problem. One dimension is how many people can a single conference support? And when we were running these, again, gosh, when we were running this as a Lucent switch, it's a class 5 switch, it would do 2,000 total, right? And these are hardware boxes that were used by the industry at that time. And then we came across this interesting problem where how can we scale the amount of conferences as well as an individual conference to any size? This is the foundation for our patent, right? So we worked long and hard on this and solved that problem. And that's why US Patent Office issued that. And it has been, I would say, tested during the COVID times. Again, when COVID hit everywhere around the world, the first thing that happened was people had to go distribute it. They have to go home and make all these calls. And we had the huge influx of these. Within a matter of a week, the volume doubled, triple. I mean, it's amazing how our system withstood that and got us through.
Yeah, it's so powerful. I mean, your system, Vast Conference, I mean, it's an easy, intuitive way really for the people attending, you know, the calls really can participate from any device whatsoever. There's no desktop download for the end users at all. I mean, it's really, really awesome. When you think about bringing people onto your team, on the technology team, what's the single most important thing you're looking at? Are you looking at their technical expertise or how they're going to fit into your corporate culture?
When I think about bringing a person to my technical team, I think the person should have the driving force and the passion for the technology. That's the first thing. And I think that dictates everything else from there on and how efficient they are, how much effort they put in. So I think that's what I look for. And technology, again, as you know, changes so fast now. So the person should be adaptable and should be able to learn things on the go and produce work. And that's another key property that I look for.
Yeah, that makes sense. And of course, corporate culture, you know, starts at the top. When you think about sort of the technologists working on your platform, you know, a lot of what they take, a lot of what they think about, a lot of the way in which they conduct themselves within that environment starts with you and your leadership team. So what's it about your leadership team, Balaji? What is it about the leadership team that you feel transcends down to the people or to the people that work with you? What's the thing that you like them to think about the company?
Absolutely. Yeah. The leadership team here, we are 10 years plus in the industry, right? I mean, recently looking up the stats, Inc.com says 96% of the companies go out of business. So we are in that 4%. So that says something about our leadership team and the standards and how we work together, right? So the key element of how we do this is essentially openness, right? I mean, doors are open. Anybody can approach us and talk to us. And it gets or spills over into the day-to-day work people do. And we believe strongly that open communication line and being able to discuss these key issues, whatever it be, it personal, work-wise, is a key element to the whole conducting the business over time.
Yeah, and you've done a great job and it resonates in the platform, obviously. So Balaji, when we think about the patents, you know, a lot of people are watching the show and a lot of technologists watch the show, a lot of people that are startup entrepreneurs, a lot of people obviously that need to use your system. But when we think about the patents, I mean, let's not go real deep into it, but I know it's something you're very proud of, but maybe at a high level, you can share a little bit about the patents and what they cover.
Of course. So the patent that got issued was for a scalable conferencing switching platform. Essentially, what that means is the size or how it grows is purely dictated by the computing function, or essentially throw more servers at it, it's going to scale along with it, along two dimensions, like I said. The amount of people, 1,000 is a soft limit that we put in our system. I mean, if you want to have 5,000, 10,000, we can accommodate. It's just a function of compute. And also the amount of conferences that the system itself can hold grows with the compute. So in theory, our limits are bound by how much computing power we have.
Yeah, I love it. And you have some big customers, some great customers. A lot of people been with you for a long time. You know, Balaji, when I think about you and I think about your journey and I think about sort of the way in which you think of things at VAST Conference, I consider you a thought leader. I consider you almost a zeitgeist because you're thinking forward so much and you've had to do that throughout the years. So when we think about conferencing going out 5-10 years from now, is there something that you like is in the back of your mind that you're thinking, hey, this is where it's all going to go, and we want to make sure that we're there and kind of meet up with that opportunity at the same time?
Absolutely. So this thought process, again, even before COVID hit and brought video to the front, the evolution of this communication platforms out there. So the natural progression from where it is, it's not, I think, COVID actually brought this to the forefront, where people start consuming audio and video in many different ways than just a static web conference or two boxes in front of you. Let me give you some examples, right? You would have seen probably Clubhouse that came out, right? It's a conference call, but how it's consumed is completely different perspective. So we kind of anticipated some of this and built a platform that would support. So it's kind of behind the scenes, it can be programmed to support some of these going forward. That's one aspect of things, right? So we have a platform that can support some of these use cases. And as video came to the forefront, we took all our learning and we moved into the video space. And the first thought process we had was, gosh, look at this video and how big this market is expanding. But it's not a simple thing to do for a lot of folks out there. They're still taking to tools and sticking them together to get the job done. And soon enough, the creator economy is booming up. And all this says they need a simple, easier way to consume this particular media. So that's where our thought process is, right? So going forward, we have this scalable video distribution network that we are currently testing out, and it's going to get released next year, and we're very excited about it. And the scalable video distribution network is going to play a key role in getting your content, your video, into post-production stuff like yours, Andy, or live stream into other distribution networks, or even the metaverse. It limits are unlimited at this point. It just goes to different, again, foundational elements, right? No matter anything, how technology moves, audio and video are going to be key to all of those, and they're going to get consumed in many different ways.
Well, that's what we believe. You can see your passion and you can see how excited you are about it. One thing that comes to mind that some entrepreneurs watching the show might be asking is, you have, 50, 60 technologists working on the team. What does it look like? I mean, how does the technology team within your vast conference platform communicate? How do you keep it all kind of straight, and how do you keep everybody working in the right direction?
Well, I think, right. So we are still sort of a flat organization. It's not, that's first thing, right? And as for the communication, we use our tool, right? We have web meeting, and our team uses it on our weekly standups, and we use our communication tool to propagate. Of course, there are some times we use Slack as an auxiliary means. And as for the projects themselves, again, we are, I would say, up to date in terms of trends and microservices and serverless technology. So it keeps teams focused on their individual components rather than the older model where there's a lot of thoughts going across and it causes confusion. So I think there's key advancements in the technological field that's keeping teams focused, as well as using our tools to communicate.
It's interesting, Balaji. When we think about Vast Conference and we think about the future, are there certain parts of the world or certain countries or continents where you're saying to yourself, wow, this is going to be a great opportunity to take Vast Conference because of what's happening in that country? Maybe their internet's coming up to speed and the adoption is going to be much stronger in the future for certain countries. Are you focusing on any different countries outside of the United States?
We currently service, again, from the telephony side of things, probably good 80 plus countries already, right? And as far as the video conference goes, it's in the cloud and it's close to your nearest edge. So at this point, we are already there. We are servicing parts of the world that are high on demand. Granted, majority of the conferences pre-COVID, again, were initiated from the United States, and statistically, people from other parts of the world join them, type of thing. But I think that's changing fast and fast growing in India and China and other places, right? So that's how I look at that part of the business.
Yeah, I like it. I like it, Balaji. Now let's get into the future here. Let's put our futuristic cap on. Is there going to be a time when I'm going to be able to be on Vast Conference? I'll be talking to somebody, we'll pick a country, let's just make an easy one, Mexico, and they speak Spanish, and I don't speak Spanish, but we're on a conference call, we're on a video call, and somehow automatically it's translating so that I can actually have a communication with them. Tell us, let's talk about that.
It's interesting you brought up that. I think it's one of the use cases that has been brought up several times. And it's, again, natural language processing has made a lot of progress. And I think the leaders there, Google and IBM, they have APIs now that make the job simple. And here at Vast Conference, I think we have our core expertise and we go out and get some of these additional things to bridge the gap, right? So recently we did a couple of experiments along those paths where one of the key thing is how do you have a multilingual conversation going, right? And the technology is there, but still a little imperfect. And the problem with audio and translation is people are not very forgiving. With video, they are, but with audio, and so that's where I think it's still a lot of improvements are still happening. And hopefully it gets to a stage where, again, you don't want the translator translating something in a different word and the whole conversation changes. So it needs to get to that stage for it to be widely adopted. And that's why you don't see that happening right now, but it's a lot of work is under progress. Hopefully it gets there where it's more than 90%, 95% accurate. So it's consumable at a mass scale.
Yeah, that's super cool, Balaji. And I think that's very, very interesting the way in which you've, you know, laid that out for the viewers. Very, very interesting. Now, Balaji, we have some younger entrepreneurs that watch the show, you know, and they're watching you and the chief technology officer and the co-founder of Vast Conference. I mean, it's a remarkable journey that you've had, but they might be saying to themselves, you know, I'm in a startup phase here. I'm maybe hitting some potholes. I'm hitting a wall. You know, I'm hitting some problems, or I freeze in the frame. I don't know what to do. So maybe you could share some insight with the younger entrepreneurs watching this show about what it takes to get through those tough times and what type of mental attitude one needs to sort of keep on pushing through when they hit a wall.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things, again, like I said, startup journey is hard, and I'm sure you've heard it a thousand times. There are days, up days and down days, right? And this is how I personally deal with it. And probably because I'm optimistic by nature, and most entrepreneurs are probably, and they go through this cycle. And in your down cycle, just remember why you started this. Why did you even take this risk on with your life? So I think that's one core. And remember that passion, and that spurs the positive energy in you. And the second thing I want to remind is, no matter how bad it gets, make little progress. Even tiny progress is still progress. It may not be as big as winning a multi-million dollar deal tomorrow, but still progress. And that those tiny progresses add up. And looking back, you will see, gosh, the first 5 years were so crazy, and you're doing 10 different things. But then you will remember you made those tiny progresses along the way, and no matter how hard it gets. And that would be my advice.
That's great advice. And of course, you've won so many awards, and some of them are hanging behind you. But something that's standing out is, you know, you've got some pieces of art, you've got some photographs behind you. You know, I think sometimes, you know, artists, they're technologists are like artists. You know, it makes me think about it a little bit, because, you know, you're trying new things all the time, and you're trying to improve on things all the time. And in your culture at Vast Conference, let's talk about that just a little bit. And I know you've only cut out a certain amount of time. And again, thank you so much. It's been an honor to have you on the show here, Balaji. But when you think about trying new things as a technologist, you have to go into it knowing that maybe it's not always going to work, but when it does, it's beautiful fruit coming out of your labor. So let's talk about that. How do you encourage your team maybe to take some risks to improve the platform? Is that something that's part of your culture?
Well, absolutely. I think part of any company, you need to have that cycle start over and over again to continue building on your product, right? So essentially, I think when you are heading into a new venture or new technology, right, there is no guarantee that it's going to work. I would recommend take a step back and think about what's the minimal viable product that you can get out of it. Just sketch it out. Make sure that your firm on that. It's not, make sure that it doesn't go overboard and expect a lot of things out of it. Just come up with the nucleus part. And I think that guarantees to some extent that you are focused and you're looking for certain things from that technology to make it a success, right? So all that you can do is just, because the risk is you may not get anything, but all you can control is how you approach the problem. That's what I
love
say.
It. Yeah, Balaji, it's awesome. I mean, with your patents and what you're doing, you know, Vast Conference, you know, has unicorn all over it. I mean, we're going to watch this company, you know, into the future, and I'm sure it's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful company to be part of for you and your team. And of course, as you continue to grow, everybody that joins the team is going to be very delighted that they're on such a cutting edge team. And congratulations on all that. What you're doing is amazing, Balaji. You and your co-founders and everybody else at your company are really doing it right, putting one foot in front of the other. And of course, looking at your customers and looking at their needs and providing your customers with what they need both today and into the future with your, you know, insightful and thoughtful sort of zeitgeist thinking with regard to what that technology needs to do and how it needs to expand in the future. So Balaji, I wanted to take a minute and just thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today. You gave us an insight into VAST Conference, what is needed to build a company like yours, and more importantly, what it's going to look like into the future and what you're planning from a technology foundation standpoint to make sure that you're right there, ready, willing, and able to provide the world-class technology platform that your customers expect and deserve. So Balaji, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thanks for having me.